I mean, even the pass to Smith, which was the beginning of the adventure in officiating yesterday, that was like 7 hours of, like, I don't want to show this at the clinic. Even that was a bad throw. I mean, Smith went up and attempted to make a great catch, but it was a bad throw. The one he had A.J. Brown wide open on, he missed him completely. The Smith play on fourth down, first of all, Nick Sirianni makes the right call. He goes for it on fourth down. All right. They go for the bundle. Great call. Love the call. All right. And I could tell right away he dropped it. I'm like, okay. I said, San Francisco is going to get good field position out of it. And they go, it's a catch. I'm like, it's a catch? I could see the ball hit the ground. I'm like, what the heck? And then, of course, you could tell he did. He goes running back to the huddle. All right, let's go. And this is where the system is supposed to pay off. In fact, Nick Sirianni was forced to waste a timeout later in the half because the system didn't work. They're supposed to go to New York right away, and they could tell. And I'm watching on TV. I'm going, he dropped it. He didn't have it. And then Kyle Shanahan makes a mistake. He does not challenge it. That is all on him. But it's also on New York, too. Guys, you're supposed to correct this. And the Hassan Reddick play, Nick Sirianni does not need to use a timeout there. He was forced to, or throw the challenge flag. That should have been in New York corrected right away. I don't get what they're doing. And then we're not even up to the Kansas City game yet. That was bizarro world.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
So the first touchdown the Eagles got should not have counted. And San Francisco would have had the ball. Was it 29-yard play? I think, which is what, one? It's like 20 to 25% of the yardage that Hurts threw for yesterday on that one play. They would have had the ball up at, what, the 40-something yard line? Yikes. I mean, I don't know why Kyle Shanahan did not challenge it, but he should not have had to challenge it. It should have gone to the quick system in New York, right? Now, of course, let me guess. When he made the catch right away, you thought it was a catch, right?
At first, but then when I saw the second... No, but then after the second replay...
Of course you did. I mean, come on. Watch the game, will you? Come on.
But on the second replay, I saw...
You cheated your backside off to get to the Super Bowl. You cheated. Okay, I got it. Okay, you guys, I mean, you know, there's no ethics with you people. I'm kidding, of course. Now, here's the other part. The NFL needs to revisit something else that has nothing to do with the winning and losing of this game. Zero. They've got to revisit the third quarterback being available. That rule was in place from 1991 to 2010. And then, you know, they dropped it. They had good reasons for dropping it. You know, they expanded the rosters to 53, the whole thing. But, like, San Francisco, this would have made no difference in the game at all. Zero. Okay? But, geez. You're behind, I don't know, what was the score when they were behind? 21-7?
At that point, yeah.
Yeah, Johnson gets the concussion, he's out. And, yeah, I mean, if you were to tell me going into the game that Brock Purdy would be 100% in passing, I would have told you they lost. But it turned out he was 100%. He was 4-4. It's like all they're doing is running the ball. I'm just sort of that, you know. And then the ball. They couldn't tell if the ball hit the wire on the punt. Like, okay.
I honestly couldn't tell either, but. I mean,
nobody could tell.
Yeah.
Nobody could tell, and you can't guess at it. So, you know, it is very possible that he hit a lousy punt. it's very possible. Then the Kansas City game, the fifth down thing. The funny thing is, I saw I did see when the play was running. I saw the official running from the side. I did see that. I'm like going, okay, what's going on here? Why is he running in like that? Because, I mean, the officials aren't moving before the snap, so why is he running? But they ran the play. you've got to be able to overcome, you know, overcome something like that as an officiating crew instead of saying, I'm sorry, that was a mirage. You can't do it. The Sky Moore punt return, I mean, there's a block in the back. It's like, okay, that's not good. But the play on the sideline, you've got people saying Mahomes flopped. He did not flop.
No, that was a correct call.
I mean, that was, he had Mahomes has both feet out of bounds. All right, I'm sorry. That's he made a mistake.
But they did miss a holding call on one of the KC's offensive linemen that same play. It was a blatant hold. So I will say that. But yes, that was the correct call.
I mean, on the touchdown run by Miles Sanders. Or which one? The one where Kelsey pulled out and Kelsey didn't block anybody. He had to go around him. I mean, the Eagles held on that play. You could see it inside. So, I mean, you know, it happens all the time. Just depends on what you can and can't see. All right. Was it Miles that ran that one in? I think it was, right?
He had two of the three.
He had two of them. It was the one where, boom, he comes out, they pull Kelsey out.
Yeah, that was Miles' second touchdown.
Yeah.
Yes,
which
that made
is
it 14-7.
Like, again, phenomenal that a center gets himself out there like that. I mean, Kelsey pulls. He's the best pulling center I've seen since Kevin Mawai, who was the great center for the Jets back in the day. And Kelsey gets himself out there, and I can't remember who it was for San Francisco. I had to run around him. It looks like it was like a basketball pick. You know, you got to go under or go over the pick. And Kelsey gets out there. He didn't touch him, but the guy's going around. And, of course, Miles is like, yeah, excuse me, I've got stuff to do. But you look at the inside part of it, the Eagles held. And it was on the whomever your left guard is, on the pull, he grabs.
Wow, that'd be Landon Dickerson, yeah.
Right, okay, and he grabs. Okay, but see, that stuff happens. That's why you're saying, well, there was a blatant hold on the play. Well, there are holds on a lot of plays because everybody's twisting and turning all the time. You know, it's just the way the nature of it is, and you're allowed now because you can put your hands up. If a guy twists and turns in a certain way, now, do I call the Dickerson hold? No, because it has nothing to do with the success of the play. Okay? I wouldn't call that because it has nothing to do with the success of the play. Now, did the Eagles gain an advantage by him doing that? No. They didn't. Because even if Dickerson doesn't do it, Sanders is going to score anyway. So it doesn't, you don't call that. So I, you know. But the Bengals game was the Chiefs game was a bizarre. I mean, these are the fifth and sixth best officiating crews in the championship game. These are not the second and third. Okay? You're saying, well, how can you say that? Easily, if the four that are under consideration for the Super Bowl are working the previous weekend and the best of that group gets the Super Bowl assignment, doesn't that tell you that's the 1 through 4 groups?
That would be correct. But did I
well,
not?
Thank you. But, I appreciate that.
But did I not say that these officials that were signed for this game was going to be a problem, especially Ron Torbert? That guy should not be allowed to officiate, period, let alone a playoff game.
And they kept losing track of the clock all the time. I mean, twice they started it at 10 because they lost track. Something got fouled up. It's like everything was like bizarre in that game. I mean, it was just really weird. I mean, the Eagles, they could have botched up 12 things and the Eagles would have won the game. I mean, the 49ers were reduced to a pop gun offense. I mean, once the 49ers fell behind, I mean, Purdy only played, I mean, he got hurt on the sixth play, offensive play of the game for San Francisco. I mean, now you get your fourth string quarterback in there. What are your odds of winning now? I mean, you couldn't even win with your second string quarterback, and you don't have many weaknesses. Your second string quarterback's 0-2. What do you think the fourth string guy's going to do against that defensive unit? no shot. I mean, essentially what you did was when that happened, when the fourth stringer came in, you effectively took George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Ayuk, you took them out of the game. Jennings, they're all out of the game now. Right? I mean, you've now taken them out of the game. They have no chance. And then when Johnson gets the concussion and Purdy comes back in and can't throw, Kittle's out of the game. They ran a reverse to him once. They tried to get the ball to Samuel a couple of times as a runner. Right? Jennings is out of it totally. Ayuk's out of it totally. What are you going to do? And there is no way in heck that if Garoppolo is able to play in the game as the third and they change the rule, the Eagles still win the game. Right? But at least you would have had a quarterback that at least could play quarterback. How about that? I mean, they've got to take a long, hard look at that rule because almost everybody's dressing two. Because the Eagles, I mean, if say something happened to Jalen Hurts and then Minshew came in and Minshew gets hurt, what are you going to do?
Yep, exactly right.
I mean, if Mahomes gets hurt and Henny gets hurt, then what do the Chiefs do?
But the NFL also needs to go over this point system and how they distribute the officials and things like that. The whole thing has been a mess. Yeah, it's not just because of this year. It's always been a mess. I've never liked the fact that you're mixing up officials during the postseason because they were the best at this position. Keep everybody the same, number one. And number two, enough with this point system.
I agree with that. Yeah. The point, well, I don't mind a point system if you're grading. I do have a problem with Wall Anderson being in the command center. Again.
Oh, yeah, New York had a really bad day yesterday. There's no question about it.
Well, they should have intervened on the Smith play. But Nick Sirianni was forced to waste a timeout to challenge, which then he won, so he didn't lose it. But he shouldn't have been in that spot. They should have been able to look at it because you could see right away that Reddick caused the fumble. The Eagles recovered it. I mean, I thought the system was supposed to rectify that.
And even what happened with giving KC the extra third down. Can't New York buzz in if something's really that wrong with the clock?
Well, that was on the field. I mean, again, the official on the field did that. That wouldn't be something that New York could really do much about.